It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson.
If you have questions for Winter,
it's Thursday, which means it is time for On the Way, our weekly segment on All Things Considered, breaking down the week's transit news. Joining us is WNYC transportation reporter Stephen Nesson and editor Clayton Guza. First up this week is Mayor Eric Adams' comments on Tuesday. He said it's not realistic for him to ride the subway to City Hall every day. This is like one of my favorite New York stories, the commuting habits of the mayors here in New York City. It's been a political third rail for decades and decades. What do you make of those comments, Clayton?
Well, he certainly rides the subway more than de Blasio did. His predecessor famously would be chauffeured by police detail from the Upper East Side Gracie Mansion to Park Slope at the YMCA, back to City Hall. Mm-hmm. Bloomberg was much more visible on the subway. He would also get, you know, driven to an express stop, but really publicized him riding it. I mean, Adams might have a point in saying that it's not always realistic for a mayor who has a schedule about town to ride the subway to work every day. But at the same time, he also has a much easier experience driving than anyone else. He has a police detail that kind of lets him get where he needs to go very quickly. But as a lot of people have been pointing out, there is political value a lot of the time for mayors to be seen riding the subway, especially when they're pushing for reforms, pushing for more policing, and pushing for a lot of things. They don't control the MTA, but there is a value in them riding the system like a majority of the rest of the city.
Mm-hmm. Also this week, NJ Transit's board of directors approved a 15% fare hike, and it's the first increase in 9 years. It's part of an effort to close a looming budget gap for the long-troubled transit agency. Stephen, tell us how much commuters might pay, and what is Governor Murphy saying about it?
So a 15% fare increase would mean, you know, a one-way trip from Princeton Junction to Penn Station in New York would go from $16 to more than $18. This plan also calls for killing the FlexPass program, which some folks might take advantage of, where you can buy 20 one-way tickets at a 20% discount. That's cut. You know, this still requires the state legislature to approve it, which our New Jersey reporters tell me is almost certain. And this hike would go into effect July 1st. Mm. You know, but even with this fare hike, Governor Murphy will have a budget gap on his hands at NJ Transit. So he has another solution. He wants to reinstate a tax on corporations that make more than $10 million. That money would go to New Jersey Transit, and it could bring in $800 million a year. Here's Governor Murphy speaking last night on WNYC.
And there's no one magic wand solution on NJ Transit, and there isn't for any big transit company right now in America. They're all in a hole, particularly post-COVID. But there has not been a fare increase in the first 6 years of our time. There were 38% increases in the last administration. This is the first increase in 9 years.
You know, it's worth noting the MTA here in New York, for its part, just resumed its biannual fare hikes, which are typically 4%. Last year was 6%, which is an outlier, is making up for a COVID era hiatus. But, you know, critics of Governor Murphy say, like environmentalists and transportation advocates, they say, you know, the administration has been starving New Jersey Transit of funds. Meanwhile, it's spending $10 billion on a highway expansion project. Murphy responds to that by saying, well, by the time it's completed, there'll be electric cars on that roadway.
So every week in Gotham's On the Way newsletter, we answer a question from a curious commuter. We haven't gotten to some in the past couple weeks on the air, so we're going to knock out a few right away here, okay? First up is KB in Queens, who asks, why do trains go so slowly over the Williamsburg Bridge? It takes 7 minutes to go from Marcy Avenue to Delancey on the M train. Clayton, why do trains crawl over the crossing?
It's not an accident, and it actually goes back to 1995 when there was a crash on the bridge. A motorman on a J train fell asleep, crashed right into an M train. He died. Several other people got injured. In the aftermath of that, they said, hey, we're going to limit the speed so that there's more of a fail-safe in case of an incident. And they just didn't just limit the speeds there. Across the subway, they slowed them down more than they maybe should have. Last 5-6 years, they've sped things back up in parts of the system. Not on the Williamsburg. Still going to be slow, but it's for safety.
Okay, Stephen, next up, Jennifer in Brooklyn asks, is the MTA planning to adjust rush hour trains when fewer people commute because they're working from home? There's a lot fewer people commuting now on Fridays, for example, than before the pandemic, but Tuesday and Wednesday trains are crowded.
It's true. The pandemic and remote work that came with it really did change the way New Yorkers use mass transit. The subway system and the buses still haven't recovered. You know, ridership is still down by 30% from what it was before the pandemic. We're kind of stuck at that, I think, at the moment. But let's just say, you know, point this out. This is not as new as people would think, the commuting patterns. You know, data shows even before the pandemic, subways saw fewer riders on Mondays and Fridays than on Wednesdays. Still, MTA officials have said they've addressed the changing travel patterns over the last year by increasing midday service on the B, C, D, J, and M lines and adding more weekend service on the 3 and 5 trains. They claim to have increased R train service midday as well. That was under some contention from some lawmakers. I myself am a regular R train rider and can confirm that midday service has improved recently.
That's WNYC editor Clayton Guza and transportation reporter Stephen Nesson. You can stay in the know on all things transit or ask a question of your own by signing up for our weekly newsletter at gothamist.com/on the way. Thanks to you both.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.